Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Natalie Fox, and welcome to the Tennis Authority. I am so excited about today's show. We have Nick Zimmer of Precious Metal, and check out his website, 40love.com, while we're going through our introduction today. I'm so excited that he's here. I've got a piece of his work. Well, I used to have a piece of his work. Got it in high school, and I'll go into more about that later, but so excited about our guest today. But a few housekeeping things, a lot of announcements today. As you just heard, the UR Tennis Network, we are here to reach those and reach out to those that feel like they're underrepresented, and we want you to know that you have a voice, and we give you a place where your voice can be heard. Here at the Tennis Authority, we focus more on tennis industry, and each week I bring to you a product or service in this amazing sport that we all love. And what an amazing job I have to do that. It is so much fun. I can't imagine, I just can't imagine not even having tennis in my life. It would be a pretty sad life, but what a great sport this is and gives back so much to me, as I know it does you. We hit an all-time record high for our listeners last month, for the month of February, and very excited about that. On the Tennis Authority, I actually hit my record high last Friday, so I thank you, my listeners, for that. And welcome back. If you're a repeat listener, if this is your first time listening, thank you, and welcome to the Tennis Authority. You're going to love the show, I have no doubt. We are approaching 100,000 listeners here and growing every month, so excited. We also have a new website. You can check it out, urtennisn.com, and it lists all of our shows that we have. We have a different show every single day of the week, so there's something for everyone in regards to tennis. And if you miss those shows, they can be heard on the iTunes app. You can subscribe to the network there and listen to any of the shows you miss. So really, you can take us everywhere you go. You can't take your TV with you and watch the Tennis Channel, but you can take us with you. And if it's happening in tennis, it will be on the UR Tennis Network. So don't forget to check us out on our new website, urtennisnetwork.com, and catch up on all of our news and what's going on. We we have some people there that do an amazing job of keeping the site up to date as to what's going on minute by minute in tennis. So, some other announcements. We have a couple of events coming up. We, of course, have the Indian Wells Tournament next week. That's very exciting, and a lot of people are pumped up for that. The Dallas Tennis Classic, that's something a little closer to home that I'll be involved with the week after next. And if you are in the Dallas area, Ted and Penn Racket Sports is going to be doing an event at High Point Tennis. That's out in Plano, Texas, and you can demo rackets. That will be March 9th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. So if you're looking for a new racket, that is an excellent opportunity to try out the new head graphene model, which is already used by Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova. So you may want to check that out. You can contact High Point Tennis, or actually, if you just want to get in touch with me at info@thetennisauthority.com, I can give you further details on that. I was actually out at High Point Tennis this week, and it's been a little while since I've been on the court, and you guys have inspired me so much, and so I returned, and I am still feeling it today. I tell you, after an hour and a half of being in ready position, when you haven't been in a while, I guess you know, age is catching up with me. I hate to even admit that. I do things to my face so that the appearances of age may not be as apparent, but oh, my body is sure telling me that time is catching up with me. But what a great time I had out there at High Point Tennis, and I thank those guys for giving me a great workout, and I will definitely be back next week. I also signed up for cardio tennis. I'm going to become licensed in that in April. I am super, super excited about that. We had Michelle Krausney on a few months ago, if you heard her show, and I've always had an interest in it, and why I've never been licensed for it, I have no idea. But I am super pumped about that and can't wait to get started teaching cardio tennis. So I think, let's see, and finally, oh, if you listened last week, we had on Paul Schwartz from Hollybird Sports, and he talked a little bit about a charity that he has created to help Long Island, who was devastated by Hurricane Sandy, of course, and a lot of their courts were just totally destroyed. And he has a fundraiser going on that you can support at GoFundMe.com/20PKVK. I want you guys to go out and do something there. You know, just $10 would add up. With all of my listeners, we could have him reach his goal in no time. He's at Hollybird Sports and a buyer there, so he can make that dollar really stretch. He's got great connections. And so let's do what we can for Long Island and help them get back on the court. Because what a sad, sad tragedy. I mean, just imagine if your court was wiped out and you had nowhere to play. And that's exactly what's happened up there. And finally, some very, very exciting news for the Tennis Authority and the UR Tennis Network. We have been invited to the first annual New York Tennis Expo, which will be held at the National Tennis Center, April 28th. So if you're in the New York area, it'll be at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center. And I'm just in awe that we are going to be able to be part of this event. It is going to be so exciting. They're going to have interactive sessions, which will include the road to college scholarships, raise your game to the next level, and tennis in New York and Long Island Open Forum. Exhibitors will include New York and Long Island Tennis Club, expert in the field of sports medicine, the industry top manufacturers displaying the latest in apparel, rackets, and equipment, tennis and summer camp programs, college scholarship advisors and college coaches, tennis travel destinations, and many more. Activities will include, listen to this, tours of Arthur Ashe Stadium Court and a table tennis area. I cannot wait for that. Indoor three-court activity zone featuring speed serve booth, racket demos, 10 and under tennis, beat the streak, and hit for prizes. They'll also have a kids zone featuring face painting, balloon animals, parent, child, sports deck, play area, prizes, and much more. So very exciting event, very exciting that we get to be part of it. Again, that will be held April 28th in Flushing Meadows at the Tennis Center, and we are super excited and thank David and Adam for inviting us to be part of that. Very excited. I'm excited. Can you tell? I'm excited. How can you not get excited about tennis when you have all kinds of opportunities like this coming your way? We are going to go to a quick commercial break, and we are going to be back with Nick.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions-focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
Welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Fox, your host, and very excited about our guest today. So I come from the Agassi era, and he was definitely quite an influencer in my life growing up, and definitely my favorite player. And, he, you know, he wore this necklace around his neck, if you recall, and it's a Trinity. And I actually chose to get that instead of a high school ring. And I wore it every single day of my life. I was very proud of this piece. Wore it through high school, through college, went out one night. I'm at a bar, and I had this habit where I felt for it. I always put my hand in my chest to feel for my Trinity. It was gone. I was physically ill. It truly meant so much to me, and I'm so excited that we have the maker of it here with us today, and we can talk with him. I honestly didn't even know it was still being made, and so when I ran across him, I wanted him on the show. Didn't know if I'd get him, but I sure did, and I'm so excited to have him here. Nick Zimmer, welcome to the Tennis Authority.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for being here. It truly personally means so much that you took out this time to be with us and share your story. And I'm so excited that we can give you an opportunity as well to tell us about your products. You have a new website out. It looks fantastic. So we have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, we do. I love your show, too, by the way. I mean, I think you're doing great service for our sport.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. Yes, you have been a fan for quite a while and a great supporter of the show, and thank you for that. Nick, I'm just kind of curious, when did you start playing tennis?
Well, most people think that all tennis pros start at 3 years old, but I didn't start till my mid-20s.
Wow.
Well, I'm from Detroit, the east side of Detroit, and you didn't run around with little white shorts in my neighborhood. So I moved to Florida in my early 20s and actually got an opportunity to play tennis and loved it and haven't put my racket down since.
Fantastic, fantastic. So when did you start teaching?
Well, that's an interesting story, too. I mean, I was a jeweler, and actually I started out as a tool maker in Detroit. And so I've always worked with my hands. And I was lucky enough to have a friend that was a jeweler, and he started teaching me how to do jewelry work. And so I was doing repair work for a lady named Janet Post. She had an antique business in Sarasota, Florida. And she was also a tennis player. So she found out I was playing tennis. We started playing tennis a little bit together. And she had her sister was Eve Kraft. That was pretty big at the USTA in New York. Mm-hmm. So she hooked me up with a guy named Don Leary, and he was developing a service, kind of like Peter Borwash does now, where we supply pros to different clubs, cruises, things like that. So I got together with him, and he started training me to be a tennis pro. And that's kind of how I started teaching. I actually had to give him a gold watch I had as my fee to get into with this group.
Wow. That is a fantastic story, interesting story. So you have a little bit of a different approach when it comes to tennis or to teaching, and you call it, I don't want to butcher it, but a holistic approach. Is that a way to say it?
Well, kind of. And again, this has evolved through years and years and years of tennis. Now, I mean, I've been teaching now for about 29 or 30 years now, and I've been fortunate to be around some of the best players in the world and coaches in the world. So I picked up a few things here and there. And but a lot of times when I first started doing it, I was just really regurgitating information that they had given me. I didn't understand, I guess, as well now as I do. What teaching's about. And one of the things that I try to work with is mostly the emotional, mental, and physical. Because if you're emotionally distraught or distracted or whatever, you're not mentally thinking clearly, and you physically can't perform what you're trying to do as well. So mm-hmm. I work a lot on the emotional end of it, which a lot of people don't. Starting to now.
Right.
So, I've worked on that quite a bit, and I really think I learned through the years working with thousands and thousands of players. I learned from each lesson I teach, I learn something from that or from that person, and try to incorporate that in my next lesson.
So how does a lesson like this take place? Is it on the court? Is it on a couch?
No, I wish that I sometimes could put them on a couch, but you know how tennis players are. They want to hit balls.
Right.
You know, they don't want to hear about all this other stuff. They want to get out and hit balls. So it's hard sometimes to integrate that in until you get to know the player. So a lot of times I have to go through the motions of my normal teaching like everybody else does until I get to know somebody well enough, and then they'll start being more willing to listen in a, and I don't want to say a classroom environment because we're still on the court, but there may be more conversation than hitting balls for a while. But I try to incorporate both. I mean, the important part is being able to have them understand what you want them to do and then be able to physically do it. And again, an emotional part is a very big part of what we do. And now that that's getting a lot more attention, now that almost every pro has a sports psychologist traveling with them or in their entourage in some way. So obviously the psychological part of tennis has become very important.
Right. So do people tend to come to you seeking out this approach? Do they want to improve the mental side, or do they come to you just like a normal student would come to take a tennis lesson and then you kind of sneak it in there? How does that work?
Right, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, they usually come just for a lesson. And, I've been very fortunate. I seem to be able to get some pretty good results quickly. So they often come back, and then slowly I can integrate, you know, the emotional and mental part into it too. First thing people usually want to do is they want to fix their forehand or backhand physically. And
right.
A lot of times it's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing. They already have a forehand and backhand, they just can't duplicate that movement on a regular basis because emotionally and mentally they're not available.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
very interesting.
I maybe focus on that. You know, again, I mean, I'm a teaching pro, and you know, typical teaching pro first, and then if I get the opportunity to work with somebody on a regular basis, then I usually try to have them understand a little bit more of the mental and emotional part of it.
Gotcha. That's very interesting, and even more so that you were so ahead of your time when you started that approach.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, too, and now that I see, and I don't want to see everybody else catching up, but I did do things a little bit before it got popular, I guess. And, so it's kind of interesting when I'm seeing now all this information available that I didn't have, and I was fortunate enough to go in that direction, a few years ago.
Yeah, well, I know you're busy teaching, you're busy with this jewelry, but any plans on writing a book or anything and sharing with some of the rest of us maybe that aren't fortunate enough to come take a lesson from you?
Wow. You know, everybody thinks about it sometimes when you have a key experience in your life that you think might be unique, but, I just don't see myself as first having the time and secondly, really being that interested to do it.
Well, fair enough. Okay, let's talk about precious metal. Tell us how that you told us a little bit. When did you actually start the business of precious metal?
Okay, well, let me go back. You said the website was 40love.com, and it's actually 40all.com.
40all. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you for correcting that.
40all. Unfortunately, 40love was not. I mean, that was my first choice, but it was already taken. So 40all.com is the website. Well, let's see. You have to make me go back to my memory banks here. But I guess I could start with a story. When we first did the Trinity, I made it for Kelly Bolitari, which was a Nick's wife at the time, and she's a born-again Christian. And she wanted a symbol, she wanted a piece of jewelry that symbolized Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And she wanted something of equal sides, that for equal, you know, each one of them. So mm-hmm. I thought, well, triangle has always been a powerful symbol, and I thought, well, you know, we can't just have a triangle. So I thought, well, we have an unending circle, like a wedding band, is a symbol for eternal love.
Mm-hmm.
And white is a symbol for purity. So I thought, okay, you know, this symbol would be eternal love for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's what that was basically a piece of jewelry I did for her. Then Andre became a born-again Christian, and that seemed to change his life around. He was kind of a wild, unorthodox kid for a while. And, mm-hmm. You know, and actually when he, you know, found Jesus, he started changing a little bit. And so for his 16th birthday, Kelly and Nick gave him a Trinity for his birthday. And he wore it constantly. And he mm-hmm. also started doing pretty well in the rankings. About a year or two later, his father gave him a big, wide Figaro chain, which Trinity didn't fit on, so he took the Trinity off and wore his father's chain. He started losing tournaments, or not doing as well.
Yeah.
He put the Trinity back on, started playing better, had it on ever since.
Wow.
So, you know, tennis players are, somewhat superstitious, so I guess he associated that with success in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, that's how it started. I think it was like, this is back in the early 90s. We were at a tournament in Key Biscayne, and I was with Nick. We had a four-bedroom house, and Andre was at the hotel. And I asked Nick, I said, you know, I'd like to be able to market these Trinities. Do you think Andre would mind? He said, well, you got to ask Andre. So, okay. So Andre came in that night, and he was all jacked up because he went to a Bible study, and there was a bunch of Miami Dolphins there, and he was really excited that that other athletes were born-again Christians.
Uh-huh.
So after we got through that, and a little while later, I got him to the side and asked him if I could, you know, use his name to market it. And he said, yeah, sure. And, you know, he'd love to have people, you know, understand the meaning and then share the meaning of it. About 2 weeks later, though, I saw Phil, his brother, and Phil said that, you know, Andre would rather kind of keep it more personal. He really liked the piece and felt strongly about it and would like to keep it more personal. So, of course, I couldn't market it at the time because last thing to do is, you know, upset Andre, and especially when you work for Nick.
Right.
So I put that on the back burner. Well, Andre, you know, left the academy, and actually so did I. So, and a guy called me for an interview, and that's how it kind of started. The interview set off it for Tennis Magazine in 1994, kind of set off people knowing how to get a hold of me, and then I started getting a few orders in.
That, you said 94?
Yeah, that was in 94. Now, in a sense, you know, again, I was a director of tennis at a you know, very active country club, and just didn't have time to do much of the jewelry. So I kind of put all this on the back burner for quite a while because I just, you know, really haven't had time to pursue the jewelry end of it much.
Mm-hmm. Did you have success with it in 94 when you started? Yeah, that's about right. It's about when I got mine, now that you say that.
Yeah, you know, back then you didn't have internet, you didn't have the kind of opportunities you do now. And even in the back of Tennis Magazine, a little 1x1 ad or something like that cost $1,000 a month every time you had to advertise it. So there were very limited ways of advertising. It was very costly. So the article obviously did a little, you know, did well because it was a full page ad, which is on my website, by the way. It had my address or contact information. So, yeah, I got a few calls and letters and things like that. But, again, it wasn't overwhelming. I didn't run and do a whole lot with that. Again, I was still a teaching pro and spent most of my time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not that many of them out there. I really haven't sold that many through the years just because I really haven't taken the time to market them.
That was my next question. How many do you think you've made?
Oof. Probably not more than a couple hundred.
Wow, truly a unique item. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. It's been a fun thing to do, you know, and something
right.
to do on the side. And, you know, I still enjoy making jewelry. And you know, now I actually, I'm kind of slowing down with the tennis a little bit and feel like, you know, it's, and I've got a couple other pieces that I think are kind of interesting. And I think, and especially with the websites, is this easy access to be able to, you know, get more people understand, you know it, know,
mm-hmm.
find me. You know, I'm going to try to start doing a little bit more.
Very good. Awesome. So speaking of that, yes, as I said earlier, you have a new website out, and it looks truly beautiful, and it is 40all.com, and that's clearly what I have written down. I should read my notes and not go off of memory. And you have both, it's spelled out, and you have 40all.com for our listeners. That was a great story about the Trinity, and I have read it before when I purchased mine, but it's awesome, amazing to hear it come from your mouth directly. I hope you have tremendous success with that, and I have no doubt that you will. So as I was looking through the site, though, you have some very unique pieces besides the Trinity. The coolest thing I've probably ever seen are the rackets that you have actually strung. I want you to tell our listeners about that.
Well, again, I've always challenged myself to do things that are a little different than most. And I've seen tennis racket jewelry before, and usually they have some kind of a mesh looking thing for the strings, you know. Nobody really could make that look right as far as I'm concerned. So I set out to try to make it look better. Well, again, being a tool maker, I'm used to working in very fine areas, and so I decided that I would try to string it like I do a string. I mean, I string rackets too, you know, so I thought, well, why can't I string it? So I had to drill very tiny holes. I mean, they're like 15 to 20 thousandths diameter holes, which I will barely see the drill
uh-huh.
bit. But yeah, and then you have to get the pattern right so they go straight across and down. Otherwise, they're all over the place. So I finally got the string pattern right, and was able to find. I first tried to fishing line, and I thought that didn't really work very well. One of my suppliers, I saw this beading wire that you put for like pearls and things like that,
mm-hmm.
And they started making it in fairly small sizes. So I got some of that and started, you know, you have to do it with little tweezers. And you know, I made a little fixture, again, because I'm a tool maker, I can do this. I literally made a stringing machine for the little the thing. And it takes me probably anywhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours to string it.
Wow.
But it's strung. It's hand strung. I knotted. I double knotted just like I would a normal racket.
Uh-huh.
It's. I don't think anybody else could even attempt to do something like that. But I'm the only one crazy enough to even try.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I encourage everyone to go to the website and look at that. If you're sitting at your desk, 40all.com, and you can. You did a really good job of. Showing what you've done on there, Nick, and I bet that wasn't easy to do either, and I bet the pictures don't even do it justice, but for our listeners, you can actually see where the knots are, and you offer two options. You offer one with the racket strung, and you offer one without the racket strung, And what's cool about the one where it's not strung, you still see you still drilled the hole. So you still see where those strings should go. Just like, it's just like a real unstrung racket. It's really a cool piece.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I think it's a little unique and different. On the new website, I haven't gotten the ones without the stringing yet. We just finished this up. I mean, actually, your show has given me a deadline, so you forced me to get this website up, and which is a good thing because it's really gotten me moving on this and it's motivated me and so we just got it up yesterday. You know, I just published it yesterday, so it's still being fine tuned. Let's put it that way. We still need to put some other things on. We still need to change some wording and things like that. But it was a quick. Yeah, it's been a long time coming in a sense, but we still have to refine it a bit.
Gotcha. And also tell us about the other pieces you have.
The mind, body, spirit ones.
Yes, that's another version of the Trinity.
Okay, well it is. I mean, I'm very much interested in holistic medicine and natural healing, and I got into that about. Must have been in the late 90s, early 2000. So I just copied the Trinity. I made it a little bit wider so I could put the words mind, body, and spirit on the front of the triangle. And then it's basically the same white circles intertwining the triangle that put the mind, body, and spirit together. And a touch tone stone. For people who are into holistic medicines or believe in that kind of lifestyle. And I think that is pretty nice. I enamel I had to put a groove in the triangle also because you really couldn't see the lettering well if it was all gold. So I highlighted the letter and cut in a little bit the rest of it so that I could put enamel in there. And that really highlighted the letters really nicely. So I could actually put any kind of color enamel you want in there. And makes it kind of interesting. So you can have different colors if you choose to.
That's very cool. Very cool. And that comes in two different sizes, as does the Trinity. Or does the Trinity come in a... Was the Agassiz Trinity different than the other two? Looked like there was a small, large, and then you had an Agassiz Trinity.
Yeah, no, they're all the same size in a sense. I mean, again, like the mind-body-spirit trinity, it's a little bit wider just to, to accommodate the words, but the size is about the same. I guess maybe I want to talk a little bit about the size. There are two sizes. There's the large, which is one that Andre wore and wears. There's a smaller one that I actually made for Nicole Bolletieri, Nick's daughter, when she was around 13. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit smaller. And it actually, I think women, especially petite women, seem to like that one better because the large one is substantial. It's not huge, but it's not small either. So it's big enough for a man like Andre to wear. And so some of the women, most women seem to like the smaller one.
Mm-hmm. And I like my jewelry big, so I have the big one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, it's not outrageously big. It's not like
it's not.
At the same time, it is a little bit large for some women who want to have a little more of a dainty look.
I agree. And for most women, the smaller one probably is more appropriate. I just sometimes go over the top. I want my listeners to know that this was, the quality of this piece was, at the age I was when I got it, I was 16. So it was definitely the most quality piece of jewelry I own. Very heavy. I mean, not overly heavy, but it's not something that that's going to break. It's not going to, bend or lose its shape. I was very impressed by the quality and the weight of the piece.
I've always been interested in, I don't want my stuff to, I don't want you to have a problem with it. It certainly won't bend. You'd have to do some severe pounding on it to bend it or hurt it in some way. I wear mine every day. I've been wearing it probably for the last 25 years. I wear it on the court every day. I wear it, you know, the bed. I shower in it. Yeah, the top sometimes, I mean, if you wear it long enough, it's going to get some wear spots, but which could be fixed easily by myself or any jeweler. Can add a little gold to it where it starts to wear too much. But you got to use. I had a customer about 4 or 5 months ago send me one that he said he's been wearing for 10 years, I think, or maybe 12, and and it had the top was worn. He says, "I'm afraid I'm going to lose it." I said, "Send it to me. I'll fix it." I fixed it, send it back to him. He's back in business for another 10, 12 years.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. And you also have earrings. Tell about the earrings.
Well, the earring came about, and again, I mean, Andre actually called me from, I think it was Indianapolis, the tournament before U.S. Open, and that was in the late 80s, and he said he wanted an earring. He wanted to, so me being, you know, the type of guy I am, I'm always trying to help out somebody else, so I'm starting to tell you, back then we didn't have piercing places where you went, so the way you pierced your ears was to push a, you know, put some ice on the ear and push a pin through it, you know, so I'm explaining to him, make sure you put alcohol on it all. He says, no, I want you to make an earring. I go, okay. what I did is I said, well, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time, but what I could do is take Nicole's pendant and I'll put a wire on it and send it up to you. So that's what I did. I said, but I said, you know, it's going to be a little radical. It's kind of big. It's going to be a little radical. And he says, okay, cool, that's good. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, he went at, and that's what he wore. And again, of course, I was watching the Open. I didn't go there that year. And he, you know, there was a lot of people commenting on it, you know, about on the TV, you know, thinking, hey, I made that, you know. But anyway, so he came back, and he kept saying that the wire got caught in his hair. So that's when I came up with a little ball post. I mean, I made a little tennis ball and put a post on it, and he wanted to dangle a little bit more so it moved. So I put a couple little jump rings on it, and all of a sudden we had a Trinity earring. So a lot of my stuff comes from necessity or just somebody asking for something just like the Trinity. I mean, it was a piece of jewelry that I made out of a concept that Kelly had, and you know, just happened to be something that people like.
Mm-hmm. And you also have earrings with your little rackets, both strung and unstrung.
And again, we don't have those up on the new site yet, but
do
have those. Are really cute too, by the way.
They're super cute, and the same fine detail that is on the pendant is on these earrings. And you have some other really cute ones that I guess may not be up yet, but they have the tennis ball and then an eye and then a heart. I think those are super cute.
Well, again, that's all about I love tennis.
I love tennis, that's right.
I love tennis.
And that's so what we are.
I made an I love tennis line of jewelry.
You sure did, and it is so. I love it all. And I'm looking right now at this interesting. You have this little rope necklace part where you have the charm hanging from it. And it looks like you have that on in your photo as well. I really like that. I don't know what to call it. I like the thing that the charm's hanging from.
It's a braided leather necklace.
And again,
that's what I wear all the time, too. I mean, it gives you a little bit more of a masculine look, but in holistic medicine, any kind of metal around your neck takes away from your energy. And I can't remember exactly all the specifics, but I know that they talk about it takes away from your energy field. So this does not do that. With the leather around it, it breaks that, and so it does, you don't have a consistent metal feel around you, and so that's why I made it originally. But now, I have my Trinity and my racket, my tennis racket piece on each one, you know, on this leather necklace, which it really, I think, complements the piece, and it's a whole lot less expensive than a let's say a gold chain.
And I bet if I would have had my Trinity on that, it wouldn't have come off either.
Yeah, maybe not. And speaking of that, we need to get you one.
I absolutely do, yes. I was telling my mom about it, and yeah, she said the same thing. Why haven't you replaced it? Honestly, Nick, I was so sick over it when it happened, I couldn't. But, you know, it's probably been about 10 years, and so I'm ready to replace it. I do miss it. All day long, I said this earlier, I put my hand in my chest, and I felt for it. I mean, that's what I did all day long. It was almost calming for me. And, yes, I've definitely got to replace it because I missed it. It was almost my signature, as much as it, you know, I'm not as famous as Andre, but it was my signature. And people, you know, when I was in high school, they knew I loved tennis, and they would ask me what it was about, and they knew.
Well, that was the important part of it, is that it's a touchstone for yourself that you can feel that you kind of remember what it's there for, and it's also an opportunity to share the message with others.
Exactly. You're very right about that. You're very right. Nick, we've got to go to a quick commercial break. I want to give out our phone number. If you have a question for Nick, if it's even about his jewelry or about his teaching approach, feel free to call 714-583-6853. Again, 713-583-6853. If you've got a question for Nick or myself, we'll be right back.
This is Jason Haynes, CEO of the UR Tennis Network. We are proud to announce the 2013 summer camp season has begun. At ussportcamps.com, you can plan out a Nike tennis camp experience. These are offered to both adults and juniors for day and overnight camps. Visit ussportcamps.com to pick up a brochure and join over 50,000 youth who say yes to our summer camp experience. Join a Nike tennis camp at www.ussportcamps.com or call us at 1-800-NIKE-CAMPS. In 2013, let our summer camps be your victory. Choose the Nike tennis camps and take your game to the next level.
Welcome back to the Tennis Authority. I am your host, Natalie Fox. We're visiting with Nick Zimmer of 40alls.com. He is the creator of the infamous Agassi Trinity pendant. He shared his story with us. If you missed it, you want to go back and hear it on the podcast because it is a great, great story. And he truly loves the sport as much as we do. And I love having people on that love the sport. They really get what it's about and are truly bringing positive changes to the game. So, Nick, things are a little different now than 1994 when you were doing your advertising. What are your plans moving forward to promote?
Excuse me, say it again.
What are your plans? Things are a little different now. 1994, you had your little ad in the back of Tennis Magazine, and that's how I found you. The days and times are different with internet. What different plans do you have to promote yourself or to advertise?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I also live in the foothills, Sierra foothills, so I don't get great reception. So I'm sorry that. Basically, opportunities present themselves, especially through the internet now, and your show actually. Steve called me yesterday, and I'm going to probably have some stuff at the expo New York Expo. That's a big step in the right direction. I was planning on going to Indian Wells and maybe doing the same thing, but I just didn't get it together because I was busy trying to get the psyche going and stuff. So what I'll probably do is probably send him a lot of that display that I was planning on doing. And so I'll probably end up going to a few tournaments maybe and you know, having a booth or sharing a booth with somebody. So kind of those types of things. Networking, just like, you know, you giving Steve my number, things like that. I think as people see that they have access, I think will help. And as we talk, you know, as we talk with one person, I know Steve has a lot of connections. I also talk with another person, and I can't remember his name now, but about a month or so ago, off your show, he did exclusive tennis art
Mike Weinstein, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We talked, and I'll probably be on his site. I wanted to get my site ready first before I was able to work with him. So now I have that going, so I'll probably end up networking with him and maybe linking our stuff together. So, yeah, the Internet is the opportunity to be able to have yourself out there a little bit now. So I would say probably a lot of the Internet and just maybe going to a few shows.
Very good. Yeah. Well, how exciting. I'm so thrilled that the Tennis Authority could be of help to you. This is a more personal, you're a more personal guest to me because of the experience I had with your product and at such a young age. So it truly means a lot that you are here with us, and I'm just thrilled to know that we could help out in some way. And I'm glad you and Steve got connected. He's a great guy, great friend of the show, helped us out a lot, and I know he's going to help you out. So very, very excited about that. And I'm excited I'll get to see some of these rackets maybe live in person at the expo. So that's really cool. I'm excited about that. And I can come back and tell the listeners how great. I know they're beautiful. They've got to be amazing. I think they look amazing on the picture, but like I said earlier, I'm sure the pictures do them no justice. But they truly are amazing, unique pieces. So let's have a little fun now. Do you have a favorite all-time tennis event that you just love to watch?
You know, I kind of like, you know, all I like them all, believe me. I enjoy the French because I was, you know, well, I was there a few years ago, and I really like Paris, obviously, and the French was just a wonderful tournament. I haven't had the opportunity to go to Wimbledon or the Australian. I've been to the U.S. Open many times, you know, I really like the French. I just like the red clay. I like the play. There's longer rallies. It's a fun tournament.
And do you have an all-time favorite racket?
Well, I play with Head, you know, and I'm a USPTA pro, so we're sponsored by Head. So, and the Head seems to make a great racket. I'm totally happy with Head.
Cool. And what is your all-time favorite?
I use the Agassi Radical, of course.
Yeah, of course. What is your all-time favorite memory on the court?
Oh, boy. I don't know. How much time do you have?
We have plenty of time.
As I said, I've been real fortunate to be around some of the greatest players, and I've been to the French and U.S., I was Nick's roommate at the U.S. Open 1 year, where Nick and I shared a room, and Andre and Phil was across the hallway. So that was a really wonderful tournament. And again, I got a chance to spend a lot of on court time with Andre and Jim Courier and Sabatini. I was there that year. So there's just so many good. I couldn't even pick one.
I know, you know, and how fortunate are we to be part of something that is so great? I mean, tennis is so great to us in return. We there's so much we get out of it: life lessons, personal experience, physical exercise. It saddens me people that aren't involved. It does. It makes me sad. I think they're truly missing out on a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Nick, so many great things. So many great products. You've got a lot of exciting stuff coming your way. Did you have something special for our listeners today?
I do. And you, we've got to take care of you first and foremost, you know. We'll work something out with you and I. But I'd also think that I'd like to be able to do a little special for your listeners if they wanted to go to the site and for any order they make in the month of March, I'll give you 20% off.
20% off, good deal.
So 20% off of anything you want to order between for the month of March. So we call it March Madness.
March Madness. Okay. Is there a code that they need to enter to get that?
No. They thought, and again, we're still working on the site, and at the there's a contact place on there. If they just contact me, say they listen to your show or mention your name, then I'll take 20% off.
All right. So you heard it, guys. You want to take advantage of this because this doesn't happen often. Go to 40all.com, and you can either spell out 40 or 40. So, again, it's 40all.com. Contact Nick. Let us. Go ahead.
Yeah, Natalie, you can also do 40all. You can spell it out. I got both websites in case somebody did it the other way.
Yes. And contact Nick. Tell him about the Tennis Authority or my name, and he will give you 20% off of anything there. So, good time to stock up. Nick, I thank you so much for being here. Julie is a show I will not forget. I look forward to seeing your products up in New York, and someday I've got to meet you.
Well, I look forward to that. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for everything you do for our sport.
You as well. I look forward to talking with you soon, Nick. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nick Zimmer, and he's got his new site up and running, still making some updates, but you can check out what's there for now, 40all.com. That could be spelled out or not, so it could be 40all or 40rtyall.com. He's been so generous to give a 20% off discount off anything you purchase. I've definitely got to go get my Trinity pendant back around my neck. I do miss that, so I will be doing that. If you're going to be in New York in April, we have a lot of listeners up there. We've had quite a few guests from that area. So if you're going to be up there in April, come by and see Nick's stuff. I'm telling you, I can't wait to see this racket. It's amazing, and you'll see that when you go to his website and take a look at it. Again, the first annual Tennis Expo up in New York on April 28th, that is a Sunday, at the Billie Jean Tennis Center. There are going to be speakers there like Nick Bollettieri, which we've talked a lot about today, also Sean Hannity. We've been able to, thanks to Steve, secure an interview with Nick Bollettieri. We're actually going to do a live show from the event on Sunday. We'll have a two-hour live show, and then we're going to go over another hour. We'll have an hour on podcast available, too. So excited about that. So excited that the Tennis Authority is going to be a part of that. Again, the first annual New York Expo. Guys, this thing's going to be huge. This is their first one. They expect to sell out already. I can't imagine what this is going to be like, 10, 15 years even. It'll be huge. So I'm very excited about that. Don't forget about Saul Schwartz from Hollyburg Sports. GoFundMe.com/20PKDK. Let's help get those people in Long Island back on the court. I went and made a donation today. I've made a commitment to make a weekly donation. Saul's got a lofty goal. And I tell you, if my listeners all just pitched in $10, you'd be there in no time. That's all it takes. A little bit adds up. It truly, truly does. Again, he's got contacts. He can make the dollar go further than any of us could. Because he is a buyer and he's got great relationships with manufacturers. So let's do what we can to give back so that everyone else can reap the rewards that we all do from this amazing sport that we love. We have another exciting show next week, of course, and I'll be out of town. We'll be airing live from the beautiful Galveston Island, so I am looking forward to that. You may hear some waves crashing in the background. That'll make for a little different ambiance for you guys, and we're going to have Josh Bates of joshbates.com. Looking forward to speaking with him. I hope you guys all take a few minutes to go out and spend some time on the court. Once my body recovers, I'll be right back out there. Don't forget about checking out the New York Tennis website, ur10s.com. You will see all of our shows there, all of our hosts. Remember, if it's happening in tennis, it's on the UR Tennis Network. Let me hear from you, please. We have so many new listeners in the last couple of weeks I've been able to see. I like hearing from you. You can email me at info@thetennisauthority.com. Again, info@thetennisauthority.com. That does come directly to me. Let me know who you are, where you are, what you'd like to hear. If there's someone you'd like for me to have on, or do you have a product or service you'd like for me to review, I'd love to do so. I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll be back next week. Take care.
Opinions stated by various contributors to the UR Tennis Network and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR Tennis Network. Participants are encouraged to use their own discernments and draw their own conclusions. All information, products, and services offered by the UR Tennis Network are for personal use only. The UR Tennis Network does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of information contained within the network. Any products or services provided for should be used solely for entertainment purposes. We emphasize the idea of keeping an open mind and not construing the products, services, or data as factual.